Good afternoon. We can expect to see a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon after the passing of our cold front earlier on in the day today. The winds will continue to shift to the north and northwest at about 5 to 15 miles per hour, with some gusts as high as 20 to 25 miles per hour. And we will see some cold air advection in the wake of the cold front that passed through this morning. It's going to become colder than yesterday, too, with max temperatures likely already occurring, or if not soon to be occurring, across the region. Then they'll be steady or slightly fall for the rest of the day. Daytime highs will be in the mid-40s to lower 50s in the valleys, and in the mid to upper 30s to lower 40s over the higher terrain. The coldest locations will be in the southern Adirondacks. The warmest locations will be near the Mid-Hudson Valley in southern Litchfield County, Connecticut. For the night tonight, strong high pressure centers itself over our region with light to calm winds and a mostly clear sky. That's going to allow for temperatures to fall into the 20s and around 20 in some northern areas. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the northeast southwestward to the southern plains will develop a wave of low pressure over the southern plains that will move northeastward to the U.S.-Quebec border by Monday. Moisture will pull along the boundary, aiding in producing rain with embedded thunderstorms from parts of the southern plains and middle Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley on Saturday. On Sunday morning, as the rain expands into parts of the lower Great Lakes and northern mid-Atlantic, snow will develop over parts of the Great Lakes. As the low moves further northeastward, the rain will move into parts of the northeast overnight Sunday, and by Monday morning, snow will develop over parts of the lower Great Lakes as rain extends from New England to the southern mid-Atlantic. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 92 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of negative 29 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 60. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 57. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high near 41. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 46, while the average low is 30. The record high of 70 was set back in 1931, while the record low of 7 was set back in 1879. Today's sunrise was at 6:55 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:27 p.m. It's a total of 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight for the day today. It's a loss of a minute and 53 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs look to reach near the mid-40s. And for the night tonight, we will turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 20s and even down into the teens in some spots. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon as our highs look to reach near the mid-50s. And for the night tonight, we will turn to partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 30s and into the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs look to reach near the mid-40s. And for the night tonight, we will turn to mostly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as highs reach near the mid-40s, windy at times with gusts as high as around 25 miles per hour. And for the night tonight, we'll turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 20s and a couple spots down into the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 40s, and we could see some wind gusts as high as around 25 miles per hour for the night tonight, though. We'll turn back to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows look to drop down towards the low 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will see a slight chance for some rain and snow showers as we work our way into the evening. If not, you'll see a slight increase in cloud cover throughout the course of the day. Highs do look to reach to around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.